Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. It is humid out right now, 85 degrees at Oakmont. We are right, thank you, Seth. We are right down the hill from Oakmont at the amazing, incredible Oakmont Bakery, where Malzi is going to have to really get serious about his awaken plans after just crushing many of the pastries and cookies and snacks they've been.
It's the best part, though, Pony.
I know. It's so hard to say no.
I've kept the LBs off for so long.
You walked a lot of the course today, so you can always fall back
on
that.
I'm always at like 12,000 steps. Yeah, I mean, come on. You know how that goes. I still have eyes for some of the things that are sitting in front of us.
What would you draft next?
The cinnamon roll, the tightly wound cinnamon roll. I know you and I have disagreed. If we were in the war room picking here, you and I are just having serious
disagreements. It's borderline undraftable for me.
I cannot
among the pastries that are
you're
left.
Saying that.
I like this guy.
I know that he's craggy. He's
what
got
kind
edges.
Of donut is that?
It looks kind of like a cruller, right?
It's a glazed crawler.
Isn't it? Cruller.
Crawler.
No, not C-R-A-W-L. C-R-U-L-L-E-R, I think. Cruller.
Cruller?
Cruller. Not crawler. You're talking about like a beach crawler.
Well, you are the enunciation expert, so I guess I'll take your word for it here. Yeah, that's what I would go with.
I think I would go with the cinnamon roll, and then I think the cannoli is still sitting here on the board. It's like Shadur Sanders. We cannot believe this thing is sliding down the board. How have people avoided the cannoli?
So we're at Oakmont Bakery if you want to swing by once you're done watching golf. Many have. We just talked to a guy named Brian.
Cool dude.
Who was super nice, yeah. And failed to realize that our boss was here, Craig, while he was giving us nice compliments, which when it happens organically and authentically always makes us look better than we are.
And then he was like, oh, wait, you're Craigers? And he said,
you're the guy that's a degenerate sports bettor. Nice to finally meet you.
You're the guy who was betting
nice
Utah Valley games.
Nice to finally put a
games.
Face to the name, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll check in with Jeff at Oakmont next hour. We have a surprising leader who now has opened up a 3-stroke lead on the field that we'll get to. That was the voice of Rod Woodson that we just heard. Mm-hmm. That was on Kay Adams' FanDuel show. And he got a couple of the facts wrong. But what I think is more important is like the spirit of what he was saying as far as this T.J. Watt thing goes. Now, Kabali just said he thinks that Watt is going to show up to camp even if he doesn't have a contract and says, yeah, we can gnash teeth and we can clutch pearls over how things are going, or we can freak out over how things are different this time with Watt because he did hold out. But at the end of the day, it's going to have the same ending as it always has, and that's with the Steelers making Watt the highest-paid defensive player in the NFL. And Woodson's take on it as a guy that was told by the Steelers in his prime, we don't want you here anymore, basically, mm-hmm. which is interesting, of course. The best player to probably have a second chapter with another team in the entire history of the Steelers.
Yep.
He continued a Hall of Fame career with other teams, including two rivals, the Raiders and Ravens. Woodson saying, like, look, you set an example for the entire team by paying your best player. If you don't do that and the rest of the team sees that the Steelers are playing hardball with a guy that's a first ballot Hall of Famer and still has a lot of gas left in the tank, then that creates like a negative atmosphere or energy around the team. And I have to confess something. As someone that obviously never played sports at a very high level and isn't completely like familiar with the locker room dynamic to the extent that someone like he is,
yeah,
that does make sense. Like, I for me, that would not be like the make or break reason why I would give TJ Watt money.
Yeah.
But look at what's being discussed right now with the Bengals. They're playing super hardball with a first round pick
who left minicamp.
Who left minicamp, and he's never played in the NFL. He was not a very productive college player. And look at the way the Bengals are being talked about by everyone who covers the NFL right now. They're again looking at them like a laughingstock team. Even though they went out and paid T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, and Joe Burrow,
yeah.
Right.
Well, because the Hendrickson thing is also
right.
ongoing
Good point.
With them.
So all I'm saying is that I do get where he's coming from. Like, if you're the other 52 guys in that locker room, you'd look at the way they handled T.J. Watt and think they're unwilling to meet his price on a new contract. What's wrong with these people? And when I look at it that way, I'm compelled to agree with Mark that the Steelers will just end up giving Watt that money.
Okay, here's where, at the bottom line, like, this is about money, but it's what Rod Woodson's argument there is, it's about how you're treating people, right?
Yeah.
Don't we always hear that the Steelers are different from everybody else from guys who played here? They treat you like family. The vibe is just different. You don't feel like you're going to work for an employer. Mr. Rooney this, Mr. Rooney that. Like, pretty well-established reputation for not being like the Cincinnati Bengals in that regard. And so what Rod is suggesting they do, I think, is closer to bad business and doing right by a player who ultimately hasn't been. Rod Woodson went to a Super Bowl here, rehabbed a torn ACL to try to get back for that game that he tore in the first week of the season.
Mm-hmm.
What has TJ Watt done? How close has he been to the top of that mountain? I guess that's my point here. When I hear Rod say that, I hear former player and I hear all-time great Steeler, who might be better pound for pound at his position
yep.
than TJ. Like, he was a 75th anniversary team guy. And I just, some of it falls on deaf ears for me, because usually if it's about how you're treating your players and sending that message, we always hear from their players, like, it's telegraphed. Oh, no, it's different. I love being here. Like, they're not like the rest of the NFL. There's a certain atmosphere that's cultivated, and it would be, I assume, by how they handle contracts, by how they talk to their players, by how ownership interacts, that people always laud. So why do you need to go the extra mile for Watt when he's actually on the back nine of his career? It doesn't feel analogous,
because
I guess, to the Bengals situation.
Because it's not, but to play devil's advocate, I don't think that Steelers players, and I don't think a lot of people feel like Watt is on the back nine of his career. He's 30. The next contract's probably going to be 3 years, maybe 4 years in length. You're telling me there's not another three really good years in that guy?
I think
there probably is.
I think there's 2 to 3.
My only issue with him is he doesn't play. It's actually pretty big issues. He doesn't play great in big games, and I don't think the team is very close to winning anything. So that's why my stance has been, you know, you move on from him and you don't give him that money. But I mean, my opinion on how they should handle him and treat him just seems like it's such an impossibility. Like, if they actually, like, Rod Woodson's saying that, like, probably from his own personal experience, because he's the only guy who can relate to, I was a great player and the Steelers said, you know what, we're good. I can't think of another guy who they really did that with. Unless they had, like, something like, you know, like an Antonio Brown
Peasy
situation.
He had one great year once he left for Miami. He was
no,
terrific.
What I mean is, Rod Woodson's like the only guy who was widely regarded as still an, like, all-time great player who had football left to play,
and they said
who
peace.
They just moved on from voluntarily. Guys like Antonio Brown, they thought he had lost his mind. Le'Veon Bell played the running back position where careers are short.
There's a shelf life, and they were making a business.
They just, yes, like,
there.
Okay, Joey Porter, they moved on from. Joey Porter's not T.J. Watt.
And
Joey Porter's
not
in Canton. He's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, if the argument there is he's an obvious tier below these guys, then yes, I agree. Joey, please don't get mad at me for that.
So it's just, it does seem far-fetched to me that they would actually dig their heels in with Watt and say, no, we're not going to let the Browns dictate what your price tag is. We're not going to let Cleveland's mistake dictate how we do business with you. This is our number, and we're not backing off from that.
I would respect them, for the record, if they did do that.
Sure.
I would have a lot of respect for them and how they're trying to do business.
Right, but do you think they will?
No, and this pains me. Just like Dom was searching for a way to be contrarian earlier, I'm always doing that with Cabali's opinions. It pains me to say this. I think his very blasé, hey, everybody can talk about this, and it's fine to make it talk show fodder, but it's going to end the way it always ends. I think he's right. And I think they'll be wrong to cave here. I do. I just want it read into the record here. I think T.J. Watt could end up being a guy who plays 2 to 3 more high-level years, but I don't think they're going to get Bupkis for it. To whatever value you put on fans getting to say TJ's a Steeler for life, he's going to end up with 100, you know, whatever odd sacks, yeah, and I'm going to watch him probably play at a very high level. Great. I don't think they're going to win a single playoff game in that time frame if he's here for 3 more years.
Does it bother you that Rod Woodson went and played for other teams?
No, because I think of his like best years as my formative years watching them.
Right,
because
that kind of like spits in the face of the idea that these guys have to be one helmet.
Sure,
guys.
It doesn't. Even, I mean, honestly, it doesn't bother me that most of these dudes ended up who were like Steelers that I enjoyed watching. I mean, Bell, I thought was incredible fun to watch as a running back, and it ended very badly here. And just on the field, it didn't bug me that he was playing elsewhere. Even AB going and getting a Super Bowl, like yeah, when he basically whined and moaned his way out of here. That didn't bug me, per se. So, no, it does spit in the face of, like, one helmet being super important. You know why? With Rod Woodson, at least? I felt like I got to see the absolute best of him. I know he had, obviously, great years after. He made it a true Hall of Fame, like, lock career with what he did after and the longevity. His absolute best was in black and gold, I would argue. Certainly as a corner who was opposite Deion Sanders on a 75th anniversary team. So, no, I felt like I got to see the absolute best. Like, I'll even say this. To use a cross-sport analogy, and this could be a can of worms, if Crosby really wanted to go somewhere else and finish out his career for a year maybe, it would make me a little more annoyed, but not much.
I wouldn't be annoyed at all by it.
It would make, not at him, just that like the Penguins had let themselves go to that degree where he wanted to finish with like a chance to win something else. If he pulled like a quasi-Ray Bourque after having won so much here, it wouldn't even be a Ray Bourque. Ray Bourque chased his first title and his only title.
Because he couldn't get it done in
but
Boston.
But if he wanted to go play in Toronto or Montreal or whatever
and
play for a Canadian team, I'd be like, that's fine. I saw the best of it.
I hate when I get texts like this from Chuck because it makes me feel like I'm an animal at the zoo. And we're here right now at Oakmont, and it's funny because our boss is here with his entire family and they're just staring at us while we're doing our show.
We gave his kids as much sugar as we could, you know.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hand them, yes. You got a text.
But Chuck wanted to know how many U.S. Open winners in a row I could name. And I hate this because, like,
reverse order.
It's to a point where if I get something like this wrong, you, like, will be like, oh, my God, I could have done better than you.
Nope, let's go. Reverse order.
I don't want to do it.
I can't do it. I wouldn't do well.
I don't want to do it.
I can only go back, I think, a handful of years. I think I might screw up. Here, I'm going to try to go backwards and
Hold on.
If I can even go 5 years.
So wait a minute. So how do you want to do this?
I would start with last year. So you'd go Bryson, Wyndham, Clark.
Okay, so then you're going to do it, not me. That's fine.
No, I mean, I'm not going to go far back. I'm going to screw it up badly. I'm getting Fitzpatrick and what's-his-name confused as whether it was 2022 or 2021 when he won it at Brookline.
So who are you saying? So you did 2024.
It's DeChambeau.
2023.
Wyndham Clark.
And now you're on 2022? Yeah. U.S. Open winners.
Yeah, I think I'm just
so
trying
who
to...
So who do you think won in 2022?
I just can't remember if Fitzpatrick won it in 22 or 21. I'll say Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
I know Bryson won it in 2020.
Okay.
I know Gary...
You skipped a year.
I know. I'm just trying to get 2019. I know it was Woodland at Pebble. 2021 U.S. Open, Rahm would have won it then.
Yep.
Because that was who I was between Fitzpatrick. I couldn't get
the
years
right.
You've
got five in a row, or two,
and
four,
then
six
I'm
in
skipping
a row.
2018 because I know Brooks won it at Aaron Hills in 2017. I know DJ won it in 2016.
Okay.
2015.
But you have to still get 2018.
No, I know. I'm searching for 2018 in the old memory banks here. Because I feel like it was a decently big name, but I'm blanking on like the course. Like I can get Spieth at Chambers Bay in 2015.
Okay.
I feel like there's a Keimer stuck in there at a weird place.
All right.
In the not too distant past.
But you're still stuck 2018. On 2018.
I just can't remember the venue.
Why do you need the venue?
Because the venue will jog my memory.
So you like close your eyes and you have to think about what course it was at?
Like I can't remember if that was the one at Baltusrol.
Baltusrol.
The last one, no, because they don't have them scheduled anymore. I'm blanking on 2018 right now between Woodland in 2019 and Koepka in 2017.
So do you want help or not?
Give me a lifeline, yeah, to see if I can keep going after this. Probably not.
So 18's Koepka again.
Okay, that's what I... Because that was at Bethpage, wasn't it?
We went back-to-back.
Okay.
So who won in 14?
Would that have been... See, this is where I start to get hazy, because I was paying attention, like Rory in 2011.
What do you mean hazy? This is like the prime of your life as a sports fan.
I was too focused on
Pittsburgh.
You're
an afternoon drive host. You're immensely popular. People love you.
People
are coming up to you and wanting to make out with you and finding out, unfortunately, that you were married, that kind of thing, or engaged.
2014, it was not a time where I was as focused on like professional golf. That's the problem. I can get Rory in 2011.
Yep.
I can go to... I'm trying to think about 2012 and 2013.
But, okay.
I have like a weird three-year gap in there where I'm not like seeing the
winner. You need 14, 13, and 12?
If 14 was Pinehurst, that's Keimer, I believe.
Okay, that's right.
And 13 would have been... I think of venues because venues helps...
You're really stressing this venue thing like crazy.
Because venue gets me like clicked into where I need to be.
Yeah. I know. But it's not helping. It's not helping.
Justin
me.
Rose won it in 13, didn't
yes, he
at Marion?
Yep.
2012, I might be crapped out at 2012. I'm like really blind right now on that one.
So do you want help or no?
Yes. I mean, you can fill in the blank for me.
2012's Webb Simpson.
Oh, that would have been a tough one.
2011's McElroy.
McElroy. Now we're back to 2010.
That's Graham McDowell.
That was at Pebble, right? Yeah.
09.
09
is,
would have been Glover, the
yep.
flusher. 08 was Tiger.
Yep.
07 was Angel.
Now you're back on.
06 was at Winged Foot. It was Ogilvy.
Yep.
Because Phil just absolutely blew it in spectacular fashion.
Yep.
05 would have been, was that another, was that a Tiger? No. Yeah.
No.
No, it wasn't. 05 was like kind of an anonymous winner if my mind is right here. Like I can get 2000s, obviously Tiger. I'm trying to like build back up. 2001, 02 would have been Tiger at Bethpage, right?
Yep.
So I have 01, 03, 04, and 05, and if I could get those, I'll just settle with like doing reasonably well this century. Oh, there's at least one crummy one in there that's like a random name. I can see it in my head. Give me some help, though. Throw one of those at me.
Michael Campbell's 05.
05 at Pinehurst, okay.
Do making these guttural noises help you?
No, but it hopefully conveys my agony right now. Well, because I know you're not a golf guy, but you are like it's just a photographic memory and you like to keep a lineage of who won what. So 01, 03, 04, I'm just like drawing quasi-blanks. Tiger had to have won at least one of them. Did Ernie win one in that time frame?
Tiger only won three U.S. Opens, and you named him.
Okay.
2000, 2002, and 2008.
Is there a random, like...
2004's Retief Goosen.
At Southern Hills.
2003's Jim Furyk.
Should have known that one.
2002's Tiger. Yeah. 2001
is
Goosen again.
Now, Goosen I can get... Okay, so Goosen does that, and then if you go to, like, 99, I know Payne Stewart, then we go Lee Jansen.
Yep.
Then we go 97. Was that Steve Jones at Congressional that year? Or was that 96?
97 was...
Not 97...
No, 97 is Ernie Els.
Ernie Els, then Steve Jones at Congressional the year before.
That's right.
95 would have been... oh, boy.
Now I mean, we've done pretty well here
now
as
I'm
a
starting,
team here.
Els in 94, obviously.
Yep.
Jansen in 93 again, he did that.
Yep.
92 would have been Tom Kite at Pebble.
Correct.
That was a virtuoso short game performance. Who was 95?
I can get it for you when you want it.
What is it? Just tell me. I want to keep going here.
Corey Pavin.
Oh, at Shinnecock. He hit the four wood. Okay. All-time legendary
wow.
shot. Great job, Mulsey. Dummy. 91 would have been Payne again, right?
Yep.
90. Ooh, 90 is going to start getting dicey. I don't think Faldo ever won one.
He did not.
He won the Masters. Oh, boy. I'm almost there on 1990, and I just can't quite get over the line here. I can visualize it.
Can you?
I'm sensing. You know, I got the whatever passes for the Mulsey memory starting to fire here. That wasn't Curtis Strange going back to back. That was 88-89, wasn't it?
Correct.
Andy North in like 85-86 or something. Was Andy North in the 80s that he did it?
He won in 85.
85. Then he won again in. He won two of them.
79, I think.
He won two U.S. Opens, and those are his only majors. Who would have won it between Curtis Strange and Payne Stewart is a tough one for me. Who is it?
Well, 87 is Scott Simpson.
I knew that one, but I'm trying to get 90
86
here.
Is Raymond Floyd. 84 is Fuzzy Zeller.
83
is
Larry
Nelson
here.
82 is Tom Watson.
81 would have 81. Hale Irwin. Hale Irwin did it in 90, didn't he?
Hale Irwin is 90.
Because yeah, I remember that one now. Did Hale Irwin do it in 81?
No, I don't think so.
And then we go like
80s Nicholas.
80 and then 79. I'm starting to get legitimately like I'm just taking stabs.
I think
at it.
79 might be North again, maybe.
Well, you just said yeah. You said North won it twice.
We had a pretty good run there.
I mean, we both made it. Combined back past our birthdays, essentially. That's not terrible. That's not nothing, as they say.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text. And Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. All right, we'll get a live update from Jeff on this year's U.S. Open. Right up the hill from us, we're at Oakmont Bakery. If you are leaving the golf course or headed there to watch some early evening golf, come see us. Why are you throwing your hands up in the air?
79 was Hale Irwin, 78, 80 North. Here's the trivia question. 81 was David Graham, one of only two Aussies to ever win it, along with Ogilvy.
Thank you. How about Lou Gramm in 75?
How about Jerry Payton, 76? Hubie Green in 77? Heard a very funny Hubert Green story a while ago.
This Oakmont update is brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions, Brookline.com, and Aircraft Management Group.
Scottie Scheffler is at four over through the first two rounds of the U.S. Open. Rory McIlroy just birdied to get to plus seven, which is right around the projected cut line. These are names of golfers who were expected to compete this week at the U.S. Open because they've won the last two major championships and they are the top two players in the world right now. Instead, a man named Tristan Lawrence is atop the leaderboard at minus five. J.J. Spaun, the 18-hole round one leader, has a stroke back at minus four. Jeff Hathorn is back with us from Oakmont Country Club. In the case of Spaun, Jeff, this is not, he just came out and played steady golf. He's through 11 holes, so he's on his back nine right now. How has he been able to maintain not quite the same level of play from Thursday, but he hasn't taken a step back. He's even through 11.
Oh, did he birdie 11 then, Pony? Because he was plus one through 10. Okay.
He did. So, and that's been the key to his round. When he's had a step back, he's immediately stepped forward again. He bogeyed three or birdied four. He had a birdie on six and then bogeyed seven. But when he bogeyed 10, he birdied 11. So he's been able to answer when he's had a bad hole. And I've been impressed because I thought if there was anyone that might have a chance to have a little spiral today, it would be him, especially after a bogey on the third hole, first bogey of the tournament, and he has not.
He posted that low score early Thursday, and he had all night to think about it and most of the morning, yep, too, because he didn't tee off until after noon today. So I am impressed, Jeff, by his mettle that, you take even par golf on a day like this, don't you?
You do, absolutely. You take even par and you glad, especially if you shot four under the first day.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hey, if you can find a way to stay at minus four, you're in unbelievable shape. Speaking of unbelievable, this Tristan Lawrence, man, Three straight birdies?
Jeff, that's what I wanted to ask you about. So I'm on a website, datagolf.com. They get in, it's like a nitty-gritty stats site for golf. They do a real-time win percentage calculator. Right now, Tristan Lawrence, who is three clear of the field, has the fifth best probability to win at under 6.5%. And I know the guy is not a household name, hardly. He's got four Euro Tour wins. He was T4 at the Open Championship last year, playing in the final group. I would think his experience not completely jettisoning from that tournament when he was in the final group would have him getting a little more respect. But at least the number crunchers in the golf world just think this guy has very little real chance to sustain what he's doing for the next 36-plus holes. What say you?
And I get it, because who the hell is Tristan Lawrence? I mean, I get that mindset. He's hit every green. He's hitting fairways. And through his first, five holes, he has eight putts. Not going to say he's going to keep that going, but that tells you the guy can roll the ball. And what does Burns do well? What did Hovland find today? I mean, it's these guys that have rolled it well have been rewarded.
Jeff, Bryson DeChambeau and Rory McIlroy, of the two, which one is positioned to have a strong close to their round and make sure they get back for the weekend?
Yeah, I would say more Bryson. He had a shot on 18 where he was just in the – I mean, it was like he was in a pasture and somehow got it to within 10 feet. But here's the story of Bryson's U.S. Open. He missed the putt. He's not making putts. So he's hitting the ball well enough that if he can get a couple to go in, that's why I think Bryson's still fighting. And if on that front nine, because he started on the back, if he could just find – a couple that go in, he can put himself at, three over, then he's got an opportunity to still be in this.
I think it's interesting, though, Jeff, because he's got the harder nine here. He's too clear of the projected cut line. Like, the way that front has been playing and the way it's put guys in a blender with some of the decisions they're being forced to make, just the form he's shown, I don't have, I guess, let me put it this way. I think it's more likely Bryson plays that front in about two over and makes the cut on the number rather than two under and ends up being kind of, okay, three over. This guy's still in the tournament. That's, I guess, where I would leave it with him.
Yeah. And I say that, and not saying I have a ton of confidence in him, but compared to Rory, absolutely I go with Bryson, even though Rory did birdie nine.
I've got a bad update for Pony, and this hurts me too because I have him in a season-long fantasy golf league. Oberg is...
I jinxed him.
He's got to make something happen. He's on the back nine here, Jeff, and he is on the cut line at plus seven.
My projected winner. He's dead.
Ugh.
Some would argue he was dead the second I said he was my pick.
Some might.
Jeff,
he was off to a decent start.
I was going to ask.
He was 33 on his first nine, and then it's just gone sideways.
At some point, Jeff, Pony is going to send out tweets about people winning, and he's going to start moving lines. Like, he's going to become reputable enough that he just jinxes people that you're going to see, like, a betting line suddenly move. Or if you're on, like, a FanDuel or a Bet Parks or wherever, they're going to say, hold on, the line is updated. And you're going to find out that Pony just tweeted a picture of Ludvig Åberg and said, this guy, a Swede, frugal, practical, he's my pick at a tough Oakmont to win the U.S. Open.
Matt Vogt plus 18.
So you're saying there's going to be a new Pony line.
Yeah.
Correct.
Matt Vogt plus 18. He's six over on the day. He's through 12. He's playing the front nine to close up his magical week playing the U.S. Open. Jeff, we'll talk again next hour. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by SouthHillsKia.net. We're live at Oakmont Bakery right down the hill from Oakmont Country Club. When you're leaving the U.S. Open, stop here and grab a bite to eat, something to take home to the wife and kids after they gave you a full day to go out and watch golf for hours with your friends. We're here until 7. That's when the Going Low wrap-up show concludes. Malzy and Jeff from 6 to 7 here at Oakmont. Dom has a Donnie football debrief. The last time he did this, he nearly did so bad, Craig fired him. The Donnie football debrief is now the intern Dom debrief. Donnie hosted from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. because Starkey lost his voice. And there was considerable debate about whether or not a voiceless Joe could still go play golf today.
Actually, a voiceless Joe would be fun to play golf with because he wouldn't be cussing himself out all the time.
I disagree. I think that that's the whole fun and point of playing golf with Joe, is that you get to see those meltdowns.
By the way, before we get into the Dom football debrief, Pony, which is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience.
Yeah.
We were visited by, frankly, PM Team Caller Royalty just now. What a guy. Mr. Old School came by.
And another guy that got snubbed in the PM Team Best Caller Bracket.
I agree. Man, because we were telling him he's a straight shooter.
Yeah.
And we asked him if he was a big Aaron Rodgers guy. He said no, but then when he signed, I just kind of
now I am, he
forced
said.
Myself. You know what he's got? He's got Donnie syndrome, where he can be skeptical about something, but if it happens and he has no control over it, obviously, he's going to jump on board the train until he finds cause to get off.
So Donnie and Crowley are both wired as a fan different than I am. I am so, like, committed to my opinions. Like, just
you're a fan of your opinions
to, wanting
more than
to be
the
right.
Yeah, so am I.
That I don't just, well, I think this is a crappy-ass move, but they made it, so now I'm on board. No. If I don't like the move, I'm not going to now, because I root for that team, get behind the player. Like, if Aaron Rodgers plays great and I'm wrong, tremendous. Like, I'll own it. But I'm not going to now, because he's on the team, start to make arguments for liking it.
I did that for a little bit with Skeens, because you remember I did foolishly want Dylan Cruz, and I needed to see Skeens ball out.
That's very manly of you to say foolishly. You're admitting that you were very wrong.
But I didn't admit that I was wrong until I actually, even when Skeens was tearing up the minors, I was like, let me see this at the major league level. And then when I saw it, okay, it took like three starts, I said, yep, they made the right move. But I'm like you. I want to be right. It's hard for me to acknowledge that I am dead wrong. That's why, you know what?
Yeah.
I didn't take pleasure in this because I was right about something that I knew if I was right, it would be very bad.
You're
going to
bring
the
pickup stuff up.
But
here.
That's why I was so obstinate, even when he was leading some of these like legitimately nice fourth quarter comebacks. I still just wasn't seeing it, and so I dug my heels in and refused to admit defeat there because I had a bad feeling I'd be proven right.
All right, intern Dom, what do you got for us?
Well, I almost sat out the debrief today because of the disrespect my last debrief got, but I'm a team player, so I'm here. And I have...
Showing up for mandatory debrief minicamp. Impressive.
So I have two stories that I think are fun, and again, if you guys disagree, then so be it. Malzy, would you like story number one or story number two?
Why don't you ask me?
Because he wanted to ask me, because you've been denigrating him all show.
And true. For good reason.
And I've been denigrating him too, just apparently less than you have. Number two.
All right, number two. So there are rumors circulating around the internet this week that Dua Lipa...
Why did you say it like that? The internet?
To make
like
it interesting, Malzy.
Why didn't you say the World Wide Web, Dom?
You know what? I'm done. You guys do the debrief yourself. I'm out.
All right. Okay, what about Dua Lipa?
All right, now I want story one. All right. Malzy's lost his story two privileges.
I agree. Story number one. There is a new movie dropping, Pony, this September. It is produced by Jordan Peele, and the name of the movie is called Him... And it follows a promising young quarterback that is invited to train at this isolated compound by a legendary quarterback who then takes him into this sinister world to see what he's willing to sacrifice for fame. Movie comes out September 19th. Are you interested in this movie?
So this Jordan Peele, who used to
Keegan-Michael Key.
So he used to do all the funny stuff on Comedy Central.
He did the East-West Shrine Bowl names, the Jack Marius Tack Therapy.
But now he's like an acclaimed producer for these movies that are
director
that are really like dark and twisted movies.
He did Get Out. He did, I think it's called Us. He did, he didn't do Sinners, did he? No, that's Ryan Coogler, who's also very acclaimed.
He did Nope.
Thank you. That was the other one. I would go see it because I haven't seen Nope and I haven't seen Us, but I saw Get Out and like just as a strict, straightforward like horror.
And why
movie.
Are all his movies either one word or two word titles? That must be his thing.
I think. So. I mean, it's a simple title, high concept title. Get Out is like a terrific. I think flip on the horror genre, just like with some of the ways it like inverts like the.
Dom,
the
I'm not going to see
concepts.
It. I don't like movies that make me feel that way.
You don't like scary movies. Amanda will want to see it, though. She loves that stuff.
No, because this is not a slasher movie. Those are her favorite kind of horror movies.
Well, this could
she
be
psychological. She subscribes more to the Doran rule of horror, which is let's see some blood and let's see some sex.
So wait, you're saying that slasher movies aren't?
No, I'm saying that's her genre.
This is more of a psychological horror movie.
Yes, that's her subgenre of horror movie.
Okay. Wait, have you seen Get Out? There's plenty of blood in the end of that one.
I have, I think.
There is plenty of blood there,
I don't know.
Friend.
I just don't like feeling like that for 2.5 hours.
I think this one, the premise here sounds interesting. If it's more of a psychological, how you know what it sounds like to me, Dom? I'll actually take your debrief segment very seriously.
I'm taking
here.
It seriously, too. I just don't want to go see it.
It sounds like the sports version almost of Training Day, just done with more of a horror bent, because Denzel's character there is taking the rookie cop here to the dark side of police work, the very dark side of police work, since it's all illegal stuff he's doing.
Dom, do you think you'll see it?
Oh, 100%. I love horror movies. I just saw the new one that's out, Sinners, you guys mentioned. Oh, I'll be there.
Didn't you try to tell Donnie and Doran today that the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is not a horror movie?
Well,
is it a musical comedy?
What, no, is it, The Sound of Music 2?
I said it's not really scary. It's just more gory and disturbing.
Most people who like horror movies call that one of the scariest movies that has ever been made.
Yeah, but that's also what you just described, a calling card and hallmark of scary movies.
No, I it's in the same category to me as Jaws. It's a thriller. Like, you walk into
Jaws
the movie...
Jaws in my opinion, Dom, you're wrong here. Jaws is a suspense movie. They don't show the shark until, like, two-thirds
just said
of the
that.
Way in.
He just said that, so he's not wrong. He literally just said Jaws is a suspense movie.
I thought he said it's a thriller.
I mean, aren't thriller and suspense basically the same thing?
I would think they're
yes.
very different.
No, they're the same thing.
Okay.
Second story.
No, we don't have time for
Michael
that now.
Jackson
I want to hear
should have
it.
Just
Great.
Called the song Suspense.
Thank you, Dom.
That was a cheap one.
That was a better Donnie football debrief
than
the last
one. Yeah, I
like
that, actually.
Well, I didn't get to the second story, but I'll take it.
Well, we didn't get to the second story because Malzi just ridiculed
it
you.
It had something to do with Dua Lipa, and that means if Greg Giannotti, for some reason, is listening to the show today, he's the one person in the audience extremely disappointed in whatever this story was.
Why, you don't like Dua Lipa?
I do, but isn't Greg like a legitimate Dua Lipa super fan?
Yeah, he is.
Like, isn't he essentially like as into Dua Lipa as like Taylor Swift
I think
fans
he's,
are?
I think he power ranked her his number one human being across all...
Above his own wife and children?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I guess Gina would have been okay with that. Still top five.
We're live here at Oakmont Bakery. There's a golf major going on up the road. We've had a great time here over the last 2 days. We're going to have shows here all weekend as people continue to pour into the area to watch golf. So if you're getting done wrapping up your round, come by and say hello. If you're just in the area, come by and say hi. We're here until 7. That's when the Going Low wrap-up show ends. Malzi and Jeff will take you through everything that happened at Oakmont from 6 to 7.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.